Hey everyone, Madison Lane here, your friendly neighborhood stoic whisper. Ever find yourself stuck in a mental loop of negativity? Like, those thoughts just keep coming back, whispering doubts and anxieties in your ear. We've all been there, trust me. It can feel like you're drowning in a sea of what ifs and I shouldn't haves. But guess what? You don't have to stay there. Stoicism has some seriously powerful tools for breaking free from those negative thought patterns and reclaiming your mental space. Today, we're diving deep into how to overcome those pesky negative thoughts and build a more resilient, positive mindset. Because let's be real, life is already tough enough without our own minds working against us. First things first, awareness. It sounds super basic, right? But seriously, pay attention to those thought patterns. What triggers them? Are they based on facts or just feelings? Recognizing the pattern is the first step in changing it. Think of it like spotting a rogue thought gremlin lurking in your brain. Once you see it, you can start dealing with it. Next up, challenge those thoughts. Just because you have a negative thought doesn't mean it's true. Ask yourself, is this really helpful? Is there another way to look at the situation? Sometimes, simply questioning the validity of those thoughts can weaken their grip on you. It's like saying to that gremlin, hold on, buddy, let's see some evidence for that. Remember your power of choice. You get to choose which thoughts you dwell on and which ones you let go. It's not about being relentlessly positive all the time, it's about being mindful and steering your attention towards more constructive thinking. Think of it like a mental workout. The more you practice choosing positive thoughts, the stronger that muscle gets. Focus on what you can control. We all have things in life that are out of our hands. Dwelling on those things just creates unnecessary stress. Instead, focus your energy on the things you can influence. Your actions, your attitude, your responses to situations. It's like channeling that inner superhero. We might not be able to control everything, but we can control how we react. Finally, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. Everyone has negative thoughts sometimes. It's part of being human. Don't beat yourself up for having them. Just acknowledge them, challenge them, and move on. Think of it like treating yourself like a best friend. You wouldn't constantly criticize your bestie, right? Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at work and you've just made a minor mistake. Your mind immediately starts racing with thoughts like, I'm so incompetent, this is a huge disaster, or everyone's going to think I'm stupid. Yikes. You can see how those thoughts could snowball into a full-blown anxiety attack, right? But here's where stoicism comes in. You recognize the pattern, that thought grimacing its ugly head again. You challenge it by asking, is this truly a disaster, or is it just a minor setback? You remind yourself that mistakes are opportunities to learn and grow. And most importantly, you practice self-compassion. You acknowledge that everyone makes mistakes, and you wouldn't judge your best friend for it, so why judge yourself? Now, let's recap those key takeaways. First, become aware of your negative thought patterns. Second, challenge those thoughts. Ask for evidence and explore alternative perspectives. Third, remember that you have the power to choose which thoughts you focus on. Fourth, concentrate on what you can control, your actions and responses. And finally, treat yourself with kindness and compassion. Remember, everyone has those pesky gremlins. Sometimes it's how we deal with them that matters. So go out there, challenge those negative thoughts, and start building a more resilient and positive mindset. You got this. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could use a little stoic wisdom in their lives. And hey, if you want to keep the conversation going, hop on over to our social media pages. We'd love to hear your thoughts.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.